because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live medical talk show, and there's going to be a lot of good information disseminated over the next hour. We invite you to join us in conversation. If you have a question along the way or a comment you'd like to make in some way you want to contribute to the conversation, the phone lines are now open. 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. And now here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And I want to thank Jennifer Ewing for being here. And I want to thank Todd Matthew.
My pleasure.
And this is really, really great that we can all be together. And I want to really thank Jennifer. Unfortunately, I was unable to be here last Friday, but she did a fantastic job. And you had a wonderful guest. You talk about your guest.
Yes. Last week we had Pam Keller from the Keller Law Office in Punta Gorda to talk about elder law and how what elder law is and why that applies to everyone, even if you don't fall into the category of the elderly. She was wonderful. I think she said it in a way that hopefully got everybody's attention, that we need to be planning for the future and for the unknown. I think Todd had some great points last week about what happens if the planning isn't put in place.
Thank you.
For your loved ones to not have to deal with that after the fact.
Oh, I thought it was, I was only able to catch, which by the way, I was on the other coast. I was in Miami for a family, unfortunately, funeral. But in between the services and going to the cemetery, I could catch the last 10 minutes. And I think that if there's anybody out there, they may not know about the iHeartRadio app. Maybe you could explain that, Todd.
Absolutely. It's easy to download. You go to iHeartRadio.com. There's also a link on this radio station's website, WCCFAM.com. It downloads on whatever portable device you happen to have, whether that's Android, BlackBerry, or iPhone. And it works flawlessly every time to listen to not just this radio station, but thousands of radio stations all over the country.
It's really incredible that I could hear you all, and I'm over there in Miami, and the program was really, really great. And so next week, we also have a guest who is very well known. His name is Dr. Benedict Maniscalco, and he's going to be, he's from Tampa, and he has a foundation that he is the head of. It's called Heartbeat International. And if you go to their website, their mission is to help people by giving defibrillators, pacemakers, even for babies in different countries in the world. They have been around for 25 years. They've saved over 11,000 lives. Ooh. And their motto is pacemaker plus doctor plus hospital plus lifelong follow-up care equals life saved. And he is dynamic. I think everyone is just going to love hearing him. And he, as I said, he's the leader. He's also been a leader in the American College of Cardiology, the American Heart Association. His resume is pages and pages long. But he's a really, really cool person.
And you recently met with him.
Yes. At Cleveland Clinic in Las Vegas. I went to the Cleveland Heart Lab Conference in Las Vegas in September, and actually where I met him. And I know he's going to be fantastic. We have so many cool people that we're going to have on the show. I'm just thrilled about it. So I don't want to give all the good story away. So today, we're going to start off. We have a few different things that we want to talk about, and one of them is what's in the news. So, Jennifer, talk to us about what we've been reading about CPR.
Yes. On the Journal Watch, they are now saying that bystanders can perform CPR even if you don't know or have had formal training in CPR. They want bystanders to know that you can forget about the breaths, just pump the chest. This has been proven to at least help in some way or another. The study showed that EMS dispatchers were having a hard time trying to distinguish to the caller when to tell them to do CPR, when to administer the breaths, when not to. The outcome was that the person who needs the CPR, they're going to get some benefit even if you just do the chest compressions. Mm. So if you don't have formal training, you don't think you're capable of doing it, please make the effort to try something. Do the chest pumps, even if you're not sure how to do the breath part of the CPR.
But we do, above all, recommend, I personally recommend everyone should get their CPR certification. We all have it in our office. We also, there's CPR for new mothers, right, to learn?
Yes, for their babies.
For their babies. You have a baby, you should take a class for CPR. I think that's, you never know. You might need it to save your family's life or somebody else's life. It's very important. And I know, I mean, this is not, of course, at the same level, but there are even CPR courses for people for their pets, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And, you know, I mean, something were to happen to your pet in your home and you don't know what to do, wouldn't it be wonderful to say, wait a minute, I am armed with this information. Mm-hmm. I can save my love's life. I can save my child's life, or I can help save my pet's life. So I really think that's right. The take-home story is, at least do something, but I still feel, and we both agree, right, Jennifer, that everyone should be certified.
Certainly.
Right, and we're not saying that rescue breathing is not important in certain situations, mm-hmm. but if you're not going to do anything, at least please just try and do the chest.
Right.
And also in the CPR training, they now offer, most of the time, if your course outline includes that, is the advanced defibrillator. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone has probably seen one of these at one point or other, or mm-hmm. another now on a cruise ship or at the airport.
Lots of public places, yeah. Sure.
The red boxes. Mm-hmm. It shows you step by step. They have a fake one that they bring. It makes right. all of the warning sounds and the beeping, and you can actually hook it up to the dummy so that you feel comfortable in that situation.
Hmm. Neat.
You know, I'm going to give you a personal story. I was a Girl Scout for 11 years, and I think it was one of the best experiences since I grew up here in Charlotte County. And the Girl Scout model is be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared for this. And it did happen that one time I was at the beach, and never in my life had I ever had to use CPR. Well, I did. And thank God it was an elderly gentleman who was at the beach and went into a cardiac arrest, and we had to do CPR with nothing around. There was it was out in the dirt and the sand and mm-hmm. the beach, and he ended up surviving, thank goodness. So be prepared, like the Girl Scout motto, and take that CPR class. I think it's really, really worth it.
And until such time as you do, and we're going to put that on our schedule now.
Yes.
What I'm hearing is that if everybody's standing around doing nothing, you're better to jump in and do some chest compressions than
yes.
to wait.
Right.
Right.
And see what happens. Got it.
Right. And in CPR training, they teach you when to call 911. Mm-hmm. For example, if it's a child, you're supposed to start compressions and breathing before you get 911. Whereas an adult, they say you have that little window where get 911 on the phone, but then also get down and start to do the chest
sure.
compressions.
Ideally, there's enough people around that somebody can get 911 while yes. you're doing what you need to do, but you never know.
The other thing that's in the news is the fact that they now have done 1 in 8 Americans, they're finding, are diabetics. Now, we have spoken about diabetes, and I actually went this week to a lecture where the doctor spoke about there's about 20 million people that live in the state of Florida. Am I correct? And there's 1.7 million diabetics. Those are diagnosed. And a lot of people haven't been diagnosed. And we have discussed many times at the Triana Prevention Center how when you get diagnosed, if today you don't wake up and say, whoops, I'm a diabetic, you've had insulin resistance. You've had a problem for the last 10 to 15 years. So today is a day to know, which we have discussed about knowing your numbers. Right, Jennifer? Yes. That beautiful Valentine that we gave out. You know, Jennifer made that beautiful Valentine. Mm-hmm. What was one of the numbers? Your blood sugar.
Your fasting blood sugar.
Your fasting blood sugar. And we want everyone to know how important it is. So if today you were diagnosed with diabetes, you've had this issue for quite a while, and it's something that we follow with our patients, and we can try to prevent them from becoming diabetic way ahead of time. We have a caller?
No, ma'am, not at this point, but we do have the phone lines open if you'd like to join the conversation at 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. And what I'm hearing you say is that for most people, you can pinpoint we're heading down the diabetic road here.
Right.
And some changes could keep you from having to travel that road.
Changes, it's not just about, it's diet and exercise we've discussed is a foundation. There's special tests that we can check. We can check the fasting blood sugar. We check also the A1C, which is the blood sugar that attaches to the hemoglobin molecule. That gives you a 120-day picture of what is your average blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So we know if it's above 5.6, 5.7, you're at higher risk for developing diabetes. The other thing we do is we stress the pancreas. We do a 2-hour glucose tolerance test where the patient comes in fasting. We check the blood sugar. We give them a standard sweet drink that they drink, and we check their blood sugar in 1 hour and 2 hours.
Which everyone has heard, you know, a pregnant woman has had to go through the 2-hour glucose tolerance test. Where at the Triana Prevention Center, if it's medically necessary, it's almost like a mini stress test for their pancreas. Everyone's gone to the cardiologist and said, I need my stress test next year, or I've had an abnormal stress test, so I need to repeat it. But a lot of times people don't think of the other organs in our body and what we need to be keeping an eye on also. And that's what Dr. Triana does at the Triana Prevention Center, is sets you up with the tools and the testing to know what your risk is.
Right. And the other thing is, we know that as people gain weight, they're at greater risk to develop diabetes. And we have, that is true, because we know that the fat cells that are in your body are also an endocrine organ and produce chemicals that will fight our insulin and also set us up for becoming a diabetic. So everything is, to me, it's so beautiful the way everything works together.
I know when part of my responsibility is to obtain the vital signs for a patient. So after they step on the scale, then I say, before you have a seat, I need to do one more scary thing. And that's measure your waist. And then that prompts the discussion of the fat and how we carry it around our waist, kind of like what you were just saying. So hopefully that will help the patient understand that we're not just trying to figure out what your pant size is, but that it actually does have a medical impact.
It's a predictor for and medical impact, like you're saying, for are you going to develop diabetes? And also, the larger the waist, the larger the chance of developing a cardiac event. So everything is intertwined. And, you know, we personalize everything. I don't like to have what I call the cookie cutter medicine where, you know, everybody's the same. We're all different. We're all different human beings. And that's what makes our work so interesting, because we're dealing with so many interesting people and their different facets of their life. You know, the other day we had a patient who was extremely upset because her spouse is very ill, and we spent the time trying to help the patient. What are the resources, or and what are the options? And you know, just try to help that patient know that we're there for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing I have picked up on over the better than a year now that we just had 1 year anniversary recently that you've been here and conducting this program is just how intertwined, that's the word you used a moment ago, all of the body is. Everything affects everything. There's no such thing, from what I've learned, as a standalone disease. If you have diabetes, yeah, it puts an additional strain on your circulatory system and your heart. Everything works together, good or bad.
Yes, everything works together. And in fact, we also know more and more, for example, when you eat, your intestines produce hormones that tell your pancreas, hey, guess what? There's food here. There's carbohydrates. We need for the pancreas to produce more insulin. Those are called incretin hormones. And we'll go through that later, but I just want everyone to know that there is something we can do to prevent that patient from becoming a diabetic way ahead. Diet, exercise, there's also medications and things that we can do so they don't all of a sudden one day wake up, well, guess what? I'm a diabetic, because it doesn't happen that way.
And good thing for the listeners, they don't have to memorize what is a good number, what should my number be. At the Triana Prevention Center, Dr. Triana is committed to patient education. So based on your test results and your history and your family history, then we're going to say, this is your fasting blood sugar today. This is what your range should be. Take this home, write a few numbers down, bring it back at your next appointment. There's never going to be that question of, here's my number, but I don't know what that means.
I can't help but think about what a tremendous advance and how far we have come from the days my grandmother was a diabetic, and towards the end of her life, it was a severe problem for her. But in her day, there was no option. You went into the doctor, and like you have been talking about, it was like a light switch. Guess what? You're a diabetic. There was no way to predict it ahead of time. Think of how far we've come.
Well, there is so much to do. This should not be surprise.
Not anymore.
We can help to prevent the conflict by diagnosing things early. And that's the whole idea of prevention. We can prevent the complications that come at the end of the road, the blindness, mm-hmm. the heart disease, losing the legs. People used to lose their legs, mm-hmm. have amputations because they would develop ulcers, gangrene, because they would have vascular disease, because they were diabetics. Their kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
All this we can help prevent. And remember, we talked about that before, for more good years, but also you want to be around for more good years, and you want those you love to be around.
And your loved ones want you to be around. You think of it as doing a favor for them.
I know.
Yourself.
I think it's very, very important. So, Jennifer, tell us about this egg thing.
Yes. Also in the news was an article called Lifting the Taboo on Eggs, which we thought was important to bring up this morning, because always in the office, something comes up about what should I be eating as part of the education for a patient, whether they have high cholesterol or diabetes or hypertension, any of the big diseases, it usually leads to diet and exercise. Well, then the next question is, what should my diet be? Eggs usually is always in that conversation one way or another. Mm-hmm. They used to, you know, kind of say eggs are bad. Stay away from them.
Right.
But new stuff, like Dr. Triana will help us with, is that eggs aren't necessarily as bad as what the news had previously said, if we consume them the right way and if your body type, metabolism, right, and all of that is the right type to allow you to enjoy an egg or two.
And like what you were saying, because we know an egg has about 240 milligrams of cholesterol, and a low cholesterol diet is less than 300. But we also know there's protein in the egg, there's minerals. So if you have one egg, all right, don't have your egg smothered in butter, you know, fried eggs.
Or skip the yolk.
Or if you're going to have an omelet, don't make it with three eggs. Have one egg yolk and three egg whites. You know, these are things that are really important to look at. And this study said that they looked at people who consumed eggs. We know that there's some genetic predisposition. Some people absorb more cholesterol from their diet than others. But on the average, you really don't absorb 100% of your cholesterol. We know your cells make cholesterol. So at the most, you probably may absorb 50% of that egg inside your body, of that cholesterol. So we need to know that. And it's very, very important that people look also not just what they're having for breakfast. For example, what are eggs in? Eggs are in cakes. Eggs are in bread, right?
Absolutely.
Even
ice cream.
Ice cream, that's right. There's eggs in ice cream. So if you only say, well, geez, I'm only eating one egg, well, what else are you eating during the day that has cholesterol from an egg? Now, remember, you also get cholesterol from cheese, animal meats. Those are also, you get cholesterol. But we're just focusing right now on the egg.
Eggs. Yes, that they're not as bad unless you are in a very restrict, low cholesterol diet. Or we have determined that your liver, like Dr. Triana was saying, produces more cholesterol than the person standing next to you. So right. All of that comes into play. So when you hear eggs are bad, we know they're inexpensive. We know they're full of all of protein and other important nutrients. So if you're going to have an egg, maybe skip the yolk or limit the amount of eggs you're having. Or no, I do have high cholesterol. I am on a very strict cholesterol number for the day of consumption in your food. So then you just got to plan accordingly is what?
Yeah, but know what, again, we've always said, know what you're eating. That's always what we said, you know, what are you eating? Know what you're eating.
What are you putting in your mouth?
Yeah, what are you putting in your mouth?
Well, it also, I think, makes an important point about what we hear in the media and what we hear in advertising. And there's a national egg board that's responsible for promoting egg consumption. And then you've got, there are all kinds of opinions floating around out there, but it's really individualized. Whatever you hear, eggs are good or eggs are bad, really is dependent on, in my case, my body,
right,
the rest of my diet, and a consultation with Dr. Triana as a doctor as to what I should and shouldn't be eating.
That's perfect.
Yeah, you just put it in a nutshell.
That's what you got to do.
And again, it's not us. We're not stamping that, oh my God, this is terrible, never eat eggs again, or this, never eat this. You have to put it into perspective, like you said, in context of the person's health.
And that's what Dr. Triana is committed to through the radio program and through the Triana Prevention Center. We want to take the guesswork out of it for you so that you do enjoy more good years without having to read on the internet, listen to what your brother's, sister's, neighbor said, taking something over the counter because you read it in a magazine.
Well, you're right. But the worst thing, I think, is when people take other people's medicines. Remember, we talked about that. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or not taking them as the label says.
Right.
Taking them as prescribed. I'm going to take 2 pills for my cholesterol today because I'm going to have 4 eggs in my omelet.
Doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we know, though, that the general public sometimes does do this.
Yes.
So I think that's what's important, again, is you, like Todd said, it's in the news, but then Dr. Triana says it's not cookie cutter medicine either. So
yeah, we want to, and you know, we're going to be on the show. We'll have a segment. We're going to look at what's in the news, and so that maybe if people have questions, next week we're going to have the I have to admit it. I like Downton Abbey.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up. We were just talking about that on one of our sister radio stations. I have another radio show this week, and I was trying to get the 411 on it because I love British TV, and it seems like it's all everybody's talking about.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. Well, one of the characters passed away from eclampsia. So I'm going to give a little blurb about that. Not today, but basically – And the show is wonderful. The characters, the clothes. I love antiques.
Set in the time of World War One, from what I understand.
From World War One, yes. Mm-hmm. And then it's already after World War One. Mm-hmm. So, and the way they treat, you know, they didn't have the science that we have now.
Right.
It's incredible. So, anyway, so I think that's important to know what everybody's talking about. So, and the other thing that's being put out in the news is the brain mapping. They want to do a program like they map the DNA and they're going to brain map the brain, which I think it's really good to help people who have neurological diseases.
Okay. Brain mapping.
And to end up what's trending in the news, we want to hear from the listeners what you want to hear about. If you saw something on the news or you read it in the paper or a magazine, send us a request to ask Dr. Triana at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. Hey, can you clarify this for me? Can you talk about it next week? What are your thoughts on this? Should we be concerned or not concerned? And then Dr. Triana will gladly bring that back to the radio program and kind of clarify any questions or concerns you have.
And you'll likely be doing everybody in this listening audience a favor, because if you have a question about it, you can be sure that many hundreds of others do too. So ask on behalf of everybody.
And don't be shy. We don't give out anybody's names here. You don't have to give your name. You can call, ask your question, or you can ask your question, like you said, over the internet.
Right. Or live on the program. We'd love to have you as a guest for a few minutes also every morning.
Let's go ahead and take a quick second on that note to remind you that you're listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues. And it's very easy to reach out and talk with us here during this live program. Call 941-206-1580 or 888-441-1580. The program is brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center. You'll also find them online at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. That's T-R-I-A-N-A, Prevention Center, all one word. .com. Now, you can also connect via our website. This radio station's website is WCCFAM.com. So there are multiple ways. And the office phone number I would get from you, please, Jennifer.
Yes, so it's 625-1990.
We welcome your calls right now as we continue with the slippery slope of lipids and other medical issues. What's next on the agenda, Doctor?
We're going to start next with the Triana Prevention Center updates. There's a lot of new stuff going on. We have the brand new website, which we encourage everyone to visit, whether you're a patient thinking about becoming a patient, or you're just a listener and want to go find some resources or a previous show that we've talked about. Everything is there, easy to find tabs. If you are going to be a new patient, all of the new patient forms are now there for you to print, fill out at home, and then bring with you to your appointment so that you don't have to be in the office any longer than necessary. But also at your new patient appointment, I want to put in there, please bring all of your medications. We want to see the bottles. Bring them in a shoebox. Bring them in a plastic bag.
That is so important.
Bring your prescribed medication and the medication you're taking over the counter, vitamins and minerals and all of that. Also on the website is going to be a map where to find us, our phone number, all of our contact information, our hours. Our previous shows are there so that you can replay them. You can now save them and email them or burn them on a disc if you want to share them with someone you love.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place there to sign up for our newsletter, which we don't bombard your inbox with a lot of stuff. We just try and update you once or twice a month on what's happening, what you should be paying attention to, for example, flu season or an upcoming guest that we think that you would want to listen or tune into. Along with flu season, we want you to know that we still have the flu shots at the Triana Prevention Center. It is still flu season. You still can get a flu shot. People are still dying from the flu. Mm. People are still being admitted. So it's still an issue. We know that the pharmacies, like the chain pharmacies, don't have the flu shot anymore.
Right.
So if you are one of those who haven't gotten one this season, we encourage you to still get one.
Especially if you're going to be traveling anywhere, you're going to go visit relatives, go up north or go anywhere, you definitely, you know, should get your flu shot. The other thing is it came out in the news that they're saying this year's flu shot is not as effective in preventing the flu, but still does some good. In other words, it will help prevent the flu, just it's not as effective as previous because it has, they still, though, recommend that everyone over the age of 60 should get the flu shot, okay? But there's other people who are younger who fall in the flu category. If you're a healthcare worker, if you have chronic illnesses, let me tell you, getting the flu is not getting a cold. You are really, really sick. Mm-hmm. People get sick. People get admitted. You had that statistic. How many people since October?
Since October, there have been 8,290 confirmed hospitalizations due to influenza.
Wow.
There have been over 2,000 pediatric deaths this season alone from influenza.
That's terrible.
It's a very serious problem, and I think a lot of us just sort of grew up with the idea of we get the flu, mom will pat our heads and, you know, give us some chicken soup, but it's really a lot more serious than that.
The real flu is can be very devastating.
And I think one thing to remember is even though it kind of outlines flu season as October to March, there is no, it's the end of March, it's the last day of March, there is no flu season.
The virus doesn't keep a calendar, let's just face it, okay?
Right.
Yeah, it's like your dog. You know, when you leave, your dog doesn't know, is today Saturday or Sunday or Monday? Viruses are the same way. They don't really know. Yeah, I just love it when I come home a little. You know, your dogs are so happy. Ah! And then my horse, I have a horse, and he stands out there. He doesn't know that today is the weekend where maybe mommy wants to sleep a little more, right?
No.
So viruses are the same way, and believe me, they're out there. And like we've discussed before, one besides the flu shot, the other way to prevent is hand washing.
And cover your mouth.
And don't sneeze and cough all over people. You know, I don't think little kids are taught sometimes to cover their mouths.
Isn't the recommendation nowadays also sneeze, cough into your elbow because it's so easy to contaminate your hands and then share that?
Right.
So the elbow's the recommended destination, so to speak.
Yes.
And remember, if you're going to get your flu shot now, that doesn't mean you're protected for October again when the new flu season starts.
Ah.
You're going to need to get a new flu shot as soon as they become available, the end of August, the beginning of September, because each flu season, the flu vaccine is formulated to best fit what they think is going to be affecting the community at that moment in time.
Right.
So even though you get one now, you need to put on your calendar that as soon as you see that the flu shots are available, again, the end of August, the very beginning of September, you need to be making an appointment to get your flu shot for the 2013-14.
It's the best protection we have at this point to keep you healthy through an otherwise unhealthy season. So why would you pass it up?
Well, it's like the old saying, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Well, you know, if you can prevent something, keep yourself from getting sick, ending up missing work, having other people around you get sick, or ending up in the hospital, or even be so ill that you may not even survive it, when a little tiny injection could help prevent it. That's so important. So what else do we have for the...
One more thing for the Triana Prevention Center. Don't forget that February is still American Heart Month. Valentine's Day has come and gone, but we still have your Valentine if you want to pick it up, because we feel it's so important that you do know your heart health numbers. We want you to know your risk. So although it is a heart healthy Valentine, Valentine's Day came and went, the back of the paper is what's going to be with you for the rest of the year. So as March comes along, August comes along, you get busy in December with all of the holidays. Don't forget that your heart is still there. And even though it isn't go red or in the news, all the fundraisers for American Heart Month, that you still need to be taking care of yourself and encouraging your loved ones to take care of theirs as well.
Right. That's very good. Well, we also, we're here at the doing this program to help remind people, you know, ring that bell in their brain.
Yeah, we're not going to let you forget.
We're not going to let you forget. If there's, even if there's just one person out there who's listening, that we make a difference in their life, I feel that that is a blessing. We've helped at least one person. I think that's great. I feel good about that. I'm very happy about that. So you see, I am a happy person. Even though I'm going through menopause.
Okay. But that does bring us full circle to a conversation about you being very much capable of helping ladies through the process.
Right. And that's why we're going to have a menopause minute. Every Friday, we'll have a menopause minute. So let's get down to the basics about menopause. You've got five questions you have to ask yourself. Number one question. Jennifer, ask us that question.
How old am I?
Okay. We know that the menopause usually occurs between the age of 40 and 58, but actually the average age is 51. So anybody out there, you got to ask yourself, how old am I? Am I starting to go through the menopause transition? Number two question.
How old was my mother when she went through menopause? This is a question you're going to need to ask yourself and, you know, kind of think back. Or you need to pick up the phone and call. Mom, how old were you when you went through menopause?
What kind of a question is that?
But that's so important. It's just like you should call your parents and your sisters and brothers. You know, how old were you when you had your first heart attack? How old were you when you were diagnosed that you had diabetes? And what happened that my grandmother had what disease? Tell me again. Remember, this information is so important. Okay, the third question are my periods changing? So what do we do? We go back to the calendar. There's all kinds of calendars where you can keep track of your periods. There's apps for keeping track. Are the cycles getting longer? Am I spotting in between my cycles? Remember, a period cycle is considered the first day you start your period till the next time you start it. That's one cycle. So that's the day you count. So when you are going through your menses or your period, you need to know how long is that? Is it changing? Is the length? The menopause is characterized by a change in that time.
And remember to bring that with you to your appointment. So many times I say, oh, I left that on the counter. Well, then we really can't point you in one direction or the other if you don't have your period calendar with you.
Yeah, you got to keep a calendar. But, you know, we not only recommend people, for example, for menopause to write things down, we have patients who are diabetics. Keep a blood sugar diary. That information is so important. Or the patient who has high blood pressure. If they get their blood pressure, check somewhere else. The fourth question, remember we only have five. Am I experiencing symptoms that could be related to menopause? So what are the symptoms?
That's a good question for Dr. Triana.
Some of the symptoms are hot flashes. And it's like you feel like your body is sweating and you get this sweat. And some patients actually, their face turns red. So that's one of the symptoms. What's the other symptoms? Hair loss can be a symptom. dryness of the skin, changes in moods. Some women have changes in moods. Problems with when they have sex, they might have painful intercourse. That may be a symptom. Increase urinary tract infections also can be associated with the menopause. So all this is very, very important. Changes in the skin. We know that the elasticity of the skin changes. One thing, I mean, this is not just about menopause, but I have always been an advocate of taking care of your skin, moisturizing your skin, and men too. Because, you know, the sun is the number one damage of skin. So, and we live in Florida and we love it here, the water, the beaches, but you really need to take care of your skin. So these are very important symptoms. So not only the other question is, what else could be causing my symptoms? Some women also get palpitations. That's like a fast heartbeat. There's other things that can cause those symptoms, such as thyroid disease, either overactive or underactive thyroid. Also, some medications can cause these problems. You have to. So the idea is to keep track of what your symptoms are. So in, or you know, as we go on with the program, we'll have more and more recommendations for menopause. Remember, it's a natural occurrence. It's God willing, we're all going to go through it. So, and many women can live up to 40 or more years after the menopause, maybe even 50 years. We don't know. There's a lot of people now who are living past the 100-year mark.
And you again, know? Not every two people are going to experience the same menopause symptoms, which I think is why it's important to know your body, pay attention to your body, write the stuff down. Because you might think today, oh, I had a few palpitations, and then things get busy and you kind of forget about it. And then you come to your doctor appointment 2 or 3 weeks later and we say, have you had any new symptoms, anything bothering you, what's changed? Then that has kind of gone to the back of your mind because something else came up afterwards. You know, you got busy doing whatever it is that you're involved in, and then you forget the little details that Dr. Triana uses to build up your risk and your history that, oh, maybe you are starting to go through menopause. Let's do some further testing.
It's very, very important to, like you're saying, keep in tune. And so these questions, how old am I? How old was my mother when she went through menopause? Are my periods changing? Keep track of that. Am I experiencing symptoms that could be related to menopause? It used to be that some people would say, yeah, you know, it's all in your head. You know, so many things. People used to say that about, oh, it's all in your head. You don't have any problem. Why are you wasting my time? That is not true. These are real, real feelings, real changes in our bodies that we, at the Triana Prevention Center, we can help you with this. There's different things we can do to help you. So be aware. This is you don't have to, as I say, suffer in silence. No. You don't have to suffer in silence. And you don't have to have somebody tell you, ah, it's all in your head. Forget about it. And in any type of condition or disease. You know, a lot of times, like pain. Pain is a very, you know, it's as I tell my patients, how do you feel? I don't live in your body. You live in your body. You tell me how you feel. Because the patients will say, well, am I going to live? Well, you know, that is a question only God knows, which as a doctor, we're not God, but we are here to help our patients. How do you feel? And that's important for the menopause also. And in other conditions. So what else could be causing my symptoms? You need to get a, there's so many people who feel they never have to go see a doctor. Well, guess what? Because they say, I feel great. I'm healthy. Well, you know what? Maybe one day, I tell people, we'll be able to take a little connection to our finger and it'll read all the blood tests and do everything in 1 minute. That would be wonderful. But right now, you have doctors who are trained, who have dedicated their youth, their life to helping to take care of patients. In our office, everyone is dedicated to taking care of the patient, including Jennifer, who has a master's in public health. And you know, she's looking at the big scope of things. So, again, I really think it's important that you get checked out by a family physician, by someone, and not just brush it off. Don't you think a lot of people just brush things off?
Absolutely, because they think it's just a minor detail, that it's not going to amount to anything. Like our guest a couple weeks ago, I have chest pain, no big deal. I'm too busy. I'm stressed. I'm going to go about my business, until your body says, stop what you're doing. You have to listen to me. And unfortunately, at that point, it could be too late.
Right. Don't brush off symptoms. Know your numbers. Know what your blood pressure is.
And do your routine testing, going back to public health. If you are a woman of your certain age bracket, going back to menopause, you need to be getting your mammogram. So many people come in and want treatment for menopause, but they haven't had a mammogram. And then Dr. Triana can tell them the importance of a yearly mammogram and what those few minutes out of your day can do for you.
And men, too. You know, I read an article that a lot of young men who feel very healthy do not even go to a doctor, don't get their blood pressure checked, and do not realize, again, like blood pressure, it is a silent disease, high blood pressure. So you have to get your blood pressure checked. You need to know what your weight is, your blood sugar, your cholesterol. And we don't need to wait until we're over 60 to get these things checked. You can do it now in the younger ages. So that way we can plan ahead and help prevent something from happening.
I want to prevent you from having this show run out before you get a chance to answer or get your question answered. So if you would like to call, we've got about 5 minutes left at 888-441-1580 or 206-1580. I invite you to call and let's get you in right before, right far under the wire here. And so you can get your question answered from Dr. Triana and Jennifer, who are covering an awful lot of ground today. Of course, you can always follow up by calling their office, and we'll make sure you get all the information about contacting them towards the end of the program.
And I want to remind everyone, and thank you, Todd, for saying that. I want to remind everyone, we're going to have a magnificent guest next week. Dr. Maniscalco, Benedict Maniscalco, he has this foundation, it's called Heartbeat International. He's a preventive cardiologist, dynamic, has been in the American Heart Association and American College of Cardiology. I mean, I really feel honored to have a guest of that type of experience. And not only that, to do something for so many people where, and he travels to different countries to help people who wouldn't otherwise afford it get a life-saving pacemaker, including in little kids. If you go to their website, it's incredible. It's really where they go all over the world. And again, it's called Heartbeat International. So I'm really excited about Dr. Maniscalco being a guest next week.
And I hope that the listeners take away from that how dedicated Dr. Triana is to this program and to her practice. She takes the time to go to the conferences, to meet other professionals like the guests next week, like the guests we had last week, to bring you the most informative program that you're going to be able to find in healthcare so that you can get questions answered, so that you might become educated in an area that you otherwise didn't think that you were at risk for, like diabetes or heart disease or any of those things. And then we're bringing them all back to you in this show every week so that you have a credible source to tune into and kind of get going in the right direction.
Well, it's a chance to meet people from different walks of life through this radio program as well. Like you mentioned, the doctor that's going to be the guest next week. Stan sounds like quite the overachiever, so it should be a very interesting program.
Oh, he's incredible. And Pam is going to, Pam Keller, yes. the yes. lawyer, is going to be on again. She's going to talk about her program. You know, she's very involved and was a co-founder of that Beautiful Expressions of the Mind mm-hmm. to help people with Alzheimer's. I think that is so neat. Mm-hmm. And we're going to help promote that. They're going to have a fundraiser for that, you know, for what they do to help patients who have Alzheimer's and the arts. I think that's really good.
And I think each week, too, you'll end up having something you'll take away that's of value. I know just an anecdote over this past weekend, I had a conversation with some people who were talking about an elderly neighbor whose health is failing. Their children don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. She doesn't have a will. I said, let me tell you what I learned from last week's show. And basically, you need to get a lawyer. But, I mean, it's very helpful.
Yes. Well, see, we already made the difference in somebody else's life. You know, we're here to make a difference. And every little bit builds on the other. You know, we had Lee Stein here, and he was great. And I got tickets for that concert on Sunday, which I have other commitments I have to go to, too. But I'm hoping to go. I got the tickets. It's going to be great about the Gettysburg Address.
Yes.
Which brought us to Pam Keller, is part of that group.
She sings in that chorale. I mm-hmm. know. I tell you, this is just a small world. But we want everyone to know we're here to help you stay healthy. Thank you both, Todd and Jennifer.
How about your phone number again before we wrap everything up?
It's 941-625-1990. And that's the Triana Prevention Center.
And the website, which is now revamped and easier to navigate,
is TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
Thank you. Have a great week.